Okay, fine. So I thought we'd just maybe say over a little bit about the Shema Lugma when it comes to both Yom Kippur and when it comes to Kiddush. So there's a stira in the Mechaber. So the Mechaber in Hilchos Yom Kippur and Sim Tafresh in Beis Siftas Paskin says, what's the Shema Lugma? The Shema Lugma is a Pachos Mirvis. And what's the Makar for the Mechaber? So the Makar for the Mechaber is based off the Gemara in Yom Adaf Pei, and based off the Ran there that says that the Shema Lugma is Pachos Mirvis. And what's the problem with this? The problem is that the Mechaber in Hilchos Kiddush and Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sifya Gimel Paskin says, what's the Shir of a Mali Lugmav? It's Rovervis. And what's the Makar for this? So it's based on the Gemara Psachim Kuv Zayin and Tosas there that writes, the Shir of a Mali Lugmav when it comes to Kiddush is Rovervis. So the question is, what's Pshat in Mechaber? Why is it that the Mechaber in Hilchos Kiddush assumes that the Shir of a Mali Lugmav is Rovervis? Where it comes to Yehokos Yom Kippur, and the Mechaber is passing that the Shir of a Mali Lugmav is Pachs Mervis. So Ber Halacha, Sim Rishayin Aleph, gives an answer. So he says that maybe the Mechaber in Hilchos Yom Kippurim wants to give the more Machmir Shir because he wants to give the Shir according to everyone to be Chayv Achatos. Now, this is what the Ber Halacha says, but it's not clear where he's getting this from. It's not Muchach Bechlal, and there's no Mekorah that seem to indicate that this is Pshat and the Chilik between Hilchos Kiddush and Hilchos Yom Kippurim. So perhaps we can give a different Yishuv to the Stir and the Mechaber between the Chilik, for the Chilik between Hilchos Yom Kippurim and Hilchos Kiddush. What's pshat? But the din of Lugmav is fundamentally different when it comes to Kiddush versus Yom Kippur. And when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's Tolyan and Yishuv Adas, Yishuv Adaite, versus Kiddush, where there's going to be one shir Kali, there's going to be one general shir, which is just a shir of Mal Lugmav. It's not going to be dependent on the Yishuv Adas of a person, and therefore it's just going to be a Vegeta Rovervis, it's not going to be Tolyan on the Pachos Mi Revis, which is a specific din for every single person when it comes to Yom Kippur.
And so why do we say Rov Revis? Because that's average?
Yeah, meaning we're just, yeah, it's...
So
when
Yom Kippur is also, there's just no din of average.
It goes based off the person. When it comes to Yom Kippur, it's Pachos Mi Revis. Yeah, exactly.
So when he says Yom Kippur, Pachos Mi Revis, he means what? For some people? For, big people, but not that...
No, I mean, Pachos Mi Revis, yeah, meaning... For some people, but really...
Yom Kippur just means whatever it is.
Correct. Mal Lugmav is based off... Yeah, exactly. And that's based off the Gemara and Daf Pei.
Right. And you don't hold in the idea of Ma'at Pachos Mirvias. Isn't it there?
Yeah.
But you're suggesting...
And then on Yom, on Shabbos, it's everybody... It's a shear totally based off the average.
Yeah.
You're suggesting that the shear of a Mal Lugmav means two different things in different places?
Meaning one's objective, one's subjective. The Hilchos Yom Kippurim, it's subjective based on the Shosa, versus when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, it's an objective shir. That's what I'm saying. Well, we'll bring Raios. We'll bring Raios to this. We're going to bring Raios. We're going to bring Raios. What?
Good. Bring
Raios. What? Okay, fine. So first of all, if you...
It's not like Tosa,
right?
What?
It's not like Tosa. No, not like Tosa. This is what David and I came up with, so you can argue. We'll put the blame on me, but...
You gotta see the Ryan.
Ryan number one. So, the Rambam, Hilchos Shusa is also a peg based halacha aleph. So, he gives the shear of a Mal Lugmav, and he gives what the Gemara says, that the shear of Mal Lugmav is based on every single person, etc., etc. Now, what's the problem? The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes Halacha Zayin, says that how much does a person have to drink to be Yotze Kiddush? Mal Lugmav. And the Rambam there is not mefarei what the definition of a Mali Lugmav is. Where does the Rambam give the definition of Mali Lugmav? In Hilchos Shusas also. Now, normally the Rambam gives a definition of something the first time it's mentioned in Mishnah Torah. So why is it that the Rambam is saying that in Hilchos Shusas also that the definition of Mali Lugmav is dependent on the person? Why does he already mention that in Hilchos Shabbos? So David wanted to say no, because the Pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam holds by Hilchos Kiddush that the Shir of a Mali Lugmav is an objective shear, whereas when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's a subjective shear. So therefore, the Ram Hilchos Shusas also needs to tell us that the shear of Mal Lugmav is dependent on the person.
Shouldn't he tell you that in Shabbos that's an objective shear?
No, meaning that's what he just says, shear of Mal Lugmav. He's not saying that depending on the person, that's how much you have to drink.
How much is Mal Lugmav?
According to the Ram Hilchos Shabbos?
Yeah.
No, it just says shear of Mal Lugmav.
So average person.
An average
Mal. Yeah. It's So that's the first ayah. We could bring perhaps another ayah from the Gemara itself. So there's the Gemara. When it comes to the shir by Yom Kippur, what's the lashon of the Gemara? It says shosa. When it comes to the shear of Mali Lugma, when it comes to Kish, what's the Lashon the Gemara Psachim Kuv Zayinim Aleph? Ti'ima. At the Gemara doesn't say that they, you have to be Shosa Mali Lugma to be Yotze Kiddush. The Gemara says you need a Ti'ima Shem Mali Lugma to be Yotze Kiddush. Neshama Olmed on this, the Rav Yav thinks that there's a chiluk between Shosa versus Toim, but perhaps we can explain based on everything we said that the Lashonus of the Gemara are reflective of the two different Shem of Mali Lugma, meaning when it comes to Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Gemara Yeshosa, because it's a subjective shear. It's always going to be a din shtia. When it comes to Hilchos Kiddush, it's only a ti'ima, because if a person has a much bigger mouth, so they might not be doing a ma'isa shtia. They might only be doing a ma'isa ti'ima. Because the din of Mali Lugma when it comes to Hilchos Kiddush is just one of a ti'ima, because it's just a din of a Mali Lugma, which is an objective shear. No kashas on the raya? Okay. Good, fine. So, another pass, Raya.
There should be
cashes. No, I don't know. I'm sorry if you guys think it's...
Yeah, right? I'm not sure
if that... Is shtia by definition of Revius generally? Like, why is all of a sudden a
shtia? Well, no, because that's what the Gemara says. I mean, the Gemara says when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's shtia is my lugma. I mean, that's what the Gemara says.
Right, but how does that tell you that shtia means you're subjective? Lugma?
Well, I mean, that's what the Gemara... I guess the cash is in the Gemara Pesachim. Why is it the Gemara Pesachim says... You have to be totally in the Mali Lugma. Why didn't you just say Shosa Mali Lugma when it comes to Kiddush? So the Rishon, some of the Rishon going to give Chilukim, that maybe Tolem means something different than Shosa. So I'm saying it could be that the reason why the Gemara is saying Tolem, because the Gemara is not saying that you need a Maisa Shtia depending on the person, and it could just be a general Shtia of a Mali Lugma, which might not even be considered to be a Maisa Shtia from, yeah.
Not in the Raya from the Gemara, but in the Raya from the Rambam.
Yeah.
The Rambam, the way he formulates the Halach and Hechel Shabbos, is he writes, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just part of it. Ketad hu osa, look, so again, he's addressing the individual.
Ketad hu osa, what does he do?
Lokeach, he takes a cup, koshu, mask, kervias, v'yasar, medich, mevnim, mishotim, mechutz, yada, yada, yada. V'ochso, bemino, he holds in his right hand, madvio, he picks it up, etc., skipping it. He makes the bracha on Kiddush. V'achar kach mekade, she makes the Kiddush. V'shosa melo lugmav. He drinks a melo lugmav, a cheekful, his cheekful. Halogem shalo. That's what the word melo lugmav means. And in Shvi'is Asr, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam is he says ochvei mekipur machin aru machon rin lechol koser zegasa. Skipping. Kol hashosa mashin aru l'shtias adam kemelo lugmav shoshosa. That's exactly what the Rambam on Hilchos Shabbos. Because the whole Rambam on Hilchos Shabbos is talking about the Mekadesh. So he doesn't have to clarify Hilchos Shabbos. Because Hilchos Shabbos, that's the whole Rambam is talking about. In Hilchos Shvi'is Asr, it's not clear what the Mulugum is going back on. It's not going back on anything. So therefore, he clarifies it.
Meaning, because you're assuming that the Rambam is holding like the Gaonim, but the one that has to be Shos is the one that's Mekadesh?
Maybe. I'm not taking a stance on that. But the Shir is the Mulugum of the Mekadesh.
Okay, I hear. Okay, I hear. Good. All right, another Raya. So the Ran in Pesachim, Chof Beis, Amid Beis, Bedap Be'erif, Divei Maskel Im. So the Ran there says that when it comes to Kiddush, there's two shear, meaning for everyone, for most people, the shear is Mali Lugmav. Let's say a person has an Ogmel Chabashan, what's the shear for the Yotze Kiddush? Revis. So we see from this Ran that there's an objective shear when it comes to Kiddush. That even though for most people it's subjective, goes based off the Mali Lugma, but if they have a very, very big mouth, that there's one objective shear. When it comes to Yom Kippur, even the Ran's can be Moda, that the shear of the Mali Lugma is something subjective.
But only for a big mouth.
Yeah, only for a big mouth. But
the Ran doesn't say your Vart. Your Vart solves the need for saying the Ran back the Ran's Kiddush that it's stayed in it. But the Ran doesn't say your Vart.
No, but I'm saying I'm bringing a riot from the Ran that you see that when it comes to Hilchos Kiddush, there's an
the
yeah that there's an objective shear. I mean, I'm not saying that's Pshat Mechad, but I'm saying you see from the Ran that there's a concept when it comes to Hilchos Kiddush, there's an objective shear.
In addition to
subjective shear.
Right.
Well, you don't see that when it comes to Hilchos Yom Kippur. Okay. Now, however, Tosas in Pesachim clearly argues on the Ran. Tosas Pesachim Kuzayin and Aleph Divrei Maskel Im. Holds that when it comes to Kiddush, even Ogmel Chabashan has to drink a Mali Lugmav of his own. So the question is, how can we understand this machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran? According to the Ran, there's two Shi'urim when it comes to Kiddush. either the Mali Lugmav of the Shosa or Revis if you're Ogmel Chabashan. Whereas it comes to Tosos, you always have to drink a Mali Lugmav. So what's Pshat in this Machlokes and Tosos around? So perhaps we can give two Mahalachim to explain the Machlokes. So first Mahalach is that Tosos L'choya is going to Lashitasam in Yom Adaf Pei Amad Aleph, Divei Maschel Hachi, that when it comes to Kiddush, you need a Shtia Shal Yishuve Daite. So therefore, you're always going to need to drink a Mali Lugmav of the Shosa, because by definition, only a Shtia of a Mali Lugmav of Shosa is going to be a Shtia of Yisiv Daite. That's going to be Pshat and Shita Satosis. But how are we going to answer up for the Ran? Are you have a Kasha? No. Oh, okay. How are we going to answer up for the Ran? So, L'chara Yesh Lach Kor, when it comes to the getter of a Shtia of a Mali Lugmav from the Kol Shal Kiddush, how do we understand that? Is that a din in the Maisa Shtia? That you need a shtir shahana of the coast, or is that a din in the chesel shal kol shabracha that there needs to be a mali lugmav that's drunk from the coast? And perhaps this is talking machlokes in the Yisham, because the Rosh in Pesachim Perek Yud Halacha Yud Ches says that one person has to drink the mali lugmav of the coast when it comes to kiddush. Any one person, it doesn't have to be the mekadesh, he's cholik on the golden, but one person has to be the one to drink it all. And we find Rishon that argues. Who argues? So the Dvan, Sechs Erevin, Daf Ayin Tesum, Beis, Divrei Hamaskel, Ha, says that all the Mesubim are able to be mitzdarif to drink the Mali Lugmav. So how can we understand this Machlokes? So according to the Rosh, the din of a Mali Lugmav when it comes to Kiddush is a din of the Maisa Shtia. So therefore one person has to be the one to do the entire Shtia. But when it comes to the Dvan, the reason why all the different Mesubim are able to be mitzdarif for the share of Mali Lugmav is because it's a din, the Chesel Shekol Shebracha. So therefore, everyone's able to combine to drink the share of Mali Lugmav. And L'chari, you could bring up perhaps to explain this, Rashi in Mesechus Erevin, Daf Mem Amud Beis, Divrei Maschil Leisve, says that the reason why we make when we make our guf and our kos, someone needs to drink from it, is in order that there's not going to be a gnai to the Kol Shebracha. So therefore, in order that there's not going to be a gnaiz or a kosh shabracha when comes to Kiddush, we need that a mal lugmav of it has to be drunk amongst all the participants. So based on this now, perhaps we can answer up the shitas Ran. Why is it that the Ran holds that there's an objective shear? Meaning, according to the Ran, even for Og Melech HaBashan, the shear of a revis is considered to be a shear chashuv. And therefore, it's not going to be a gnai to the kosh shabracha for Og Melech HaBashan just to drink a revis from that kosh.
But then why does the Ran go all the way and say, like you're saying in the Chaver, that it's Mali Lugmav for everybody average? In other words, for...
Good. So perhaps to answer that up. So I thought, so maybe there's a Chidush Iran. So the dog of a Chidush Iran, Pesachim Kuzayin Amad Aleph, Divrei Maschil. Something. Okay, my handwriting's not so good. but the Chidush Ayran there says, if you don't have a Shtil Shahana, it's as if there's no Kos. So according to the Ran, there's two definitions of a Shtil Shahana. A Shtil Shahana is either a Mali Lugmav of the Shoset, and if not Mali Lugmav of the Shoset, a Shtil of Revis, Alpidin, is considered to be a Shtil Shahana.
It's interesting that you're not
having
Yom Kippur. It's not
Yisuvidaita,
though.
Yeah, meaning on Yom Kippur. Yeah, exactly. On Yom Kippur, it's telling Yisuvidaita. And perhaps we can be Mazmim Machlokes Tintosis around like this. Meaning, according to everyone, you need a Shtiel Shohana when it comes to Kiddush. Just as a fundamental Machlokes about how we are Magdir Shtiel Shohana when it comes to Kiddush. Meaning, according to Tosos, Shtiel Shohana is a Shtiel Shoh Yisuvidaita. Whereas according to the Ran, the definition of Shtil Shana is either a Mal Logma for someone who's not Og Melech HaBashan, but if you're Og Melech HaBashan, then the shear of a Shtil Shahana is just a revis. And I bring a ride from this from Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says this explicitly in Pesachim Kuzayinam and Aleph, Divrei Maschil Im. According to Rabbeinu David there, he explains that a Shtia of a revis is considered to be a Shir Chashuv, and therefore you can be Yotze Kiddush of that for Og Melech HaBashan. And what's my raya? So if you look at the next Rabbeinu David, Divrei Maschil V'ha, Pesachim Kuvzayin Amud Aleph. So Rabbeinu David says the same word as the Ran, that if a person doesn't drink a Mali Lugmav from the Kosh Shel Kiddush, it's considered as if you didn't get any Hana from the Kosh. So what's Pshat? So if according to Rabbeinu David, if you don't drink a share of a Mali Lugmav from the Kosh, it's as if you didn't get any Hana from it. And according to Rabbeinu David, even for Og Melech HaBashan, Shtia of a Revis is considered... It works. So you see from there that Ishtia Shel Revis for Og Melcha Bashan is considered to be Ishtia Shahana, and therefore you can be Yotze Kiddush with that. So what emerges is that according to Rabbeinu David, according to the Ran, you need Ishtia Shahana to be Yotze Kiddush, and there's two definitions of Ishtia Shahana, either Mal Lugma for someone who's not Og Melcha Bashan. But if you're Og Melcha Bashan, then Ishtia Shahana, a Revis HaPidin is Mugaz Ishtia Shahana, and therefore you're going to be Yotze Kiddush. So those are the two Mahalachim perhaps we can use to explain the Machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran. Even they're arguing about the definition of a Shtir Shana. According to Tosfos, the definition of Shtir Shana is just whether it's Yisivir Daite, whereas according to the Ran, there's two definitions of Shtir Shana, either something that's Yisivir Daite, or just Alpidin or Revis is considered to be Shtir Shana. Or there could be a more fundamental Machlokes about what's the purpose of Kol Shel Brach when it comes to Kiddush. According to Tosfos, you need a Maisa Shtir, whereas according to the Ran, it's just a Din in the Chesel Shakos. And either a Shir Revis is considered to be a Shir Choshev for the Kol Shel Brach, or just a Mo Lugmav of the Shos is considered to be a Shtir Choshuva from the Kol Shel Brach. What?
No, just...
Okay, any kashas?
I have a
Ryan. Right, okay, yeah, sure, we'll take Ryan.
Ryan says it's Tziruf at all by Mo Lugmav according to some Rishonim. So I remember Shechter quoted that the Rav was once asked by Ryan Lichtenstein, how is it possible you can have different people acting together?
Don't
worry about it. But if you say it's an objective shear, so then
I can't. Exactly. That's what I'm going to get to.
It's
so,
an objective shear for
VS. Exactly. That's what I'm going to get to. No. So, everything we said, the posters and the random Chabis Cholok on all of us. According to the Mechaber, how much does Og Melcha Bashan have to drink? So I think, perhaps you can say that, even according to the Mechaber, based on everything we said at the very beginning, even the Mechaber must hold that for Og Melcha Bashan, he has to drink a Mala Lugmav of an Adam Benoni. What's my Raya? Because the Mechaber, Simon Rish Ayin Alf. So if you doubt Paskins, he quotes as Yesh Omrim, there's Ritvah, that all the Mesum are able to mitzdarif. I have a Kasha. What's the Shear? I mean, what's the share of a Mala Lugmav if you can mitzvah hold them soup? You go based by the biggest drinker, you go based by the smallest person there? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the share?
Isn't the pashtus that you go based on the Mekadish's share? That's not the
pashtus? Everyone's mitzvah. I mean, you don't need the Mekadish to drink the wine. According to the Mechaber, we don't pass him like the Gonim. You're passing like the Rosh. You're passing. If anyone's able to drink the wine, so in the Hekates, you should go based off the Mekadish versus anyone else's share of a Mala Lugmav. So Pashtus, you see from here that according to the Mechaber, the din of a Mala Lugmav when it comes to Kiddush is something objective. We always go based off an Adam Benoni, and this is really the Shita of the Maram Chalava, Psachim Kuzayin Manalav Divar Mask Mekadish, and Mekadish, according to Maram Chalava, the Shia when it comes to Kiddush of a Mala Lugmav is always going based after an Adam Benoni. Yeah, the Maram Chalava says it's black and white. So the Maisa, what emerges, we have three sheets that have been shown when it comes to the Shia of Mala Lugmav when it comes to Kiddush. According to Maram Chalava, it's always Mala Lugmav of Adam Benoni. According to Tosfos, it's always a malugma of the Shosa, and then you have this in-between sheet of the Ran or Bina David, that it depends. If you're Og Melcha Bashan, then you're good with a Revis. If you're everyone else, then you just have to drink a malugma of the Shosa.
What would be the Svara for the Ram Maram Chalava?
What's the Svara?
Yeah.
This is the whole vort that we've been developing from the Mechab. I mean, when it comes to Hilchos Kiddush...
No, but why would that be the Shir? Why would the Shir be the malugma of an other Bina?
Why would it be the Shir of Mala Lugmav? Oh, no, you mean the Hechlich.
The person, like Tosfos is saying, that it's based on the person, because, so, for whatever reason, you need the Shir of Yisrael Das by Kiddush.
Correct.
But if it's just the Mala Lugmav of the Bini, like, why would you need that by Kiddush?
No, so, I mean, the Hechlich from Maram Chalav was saying this is, I'm not going to get into a little background, but, I mean, there's a casual Dushan we're dealing with about what the Shir is. So Maram Chalava says that he just says that we go based on unbinity to get out of the cash of the Tosis and all that Rishonim are working with.
But Misfar, it doesn't make as much sense.
Meaning Misfar, why do you say? No, because meaning when it comes to... No, it makes a lot of sense, Misfar, because when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Shir Mala Lugmav is telling you Yisivir Daite.
Right.
When it comes to Kiddush, you don't need a Din Yisivir Daite. You just need a... Shir Ashtia, I mean, if you're saying like you need a Shtia Chashuva, if you assume it's a din of Kol Shel Brach, so just a Shir Mala Lugmav based on Unbinni is enough. Meaning, if you assume that the din of a Mala Lugmav when it comes to Kiddush is a din of the Chesed of Kol Shel Brach, so just go based on Unbinni.
He's asking why Mala Lugmav?
Why Mala Lugmav?
Yeah. Maybe the answer is that because Malugma is the same thing as Rov Avias, and really it's a general Rov Avias, which is Rov Kos if you have the minimal Kos.
Okay. I guess let's just conclude with an afkamino of all this. So Be'er Halacha, Sim Reish Ayin Aleph. So he quotes Machloikas. He's not sure about what's the shear of a katan to be yotzi kiddush. Does a katan have to drink a mali lugma of an adam benoni? Or does a katan, can he be yotzi of a shear of a mali lugma of himself? So he quotes from Derech HaChaim that the katan can be yotzi of a shear of a mali lugma of himself, but he's not sure. So l'chaira, this machloikas, this suffix, the Be'er Halacha, is telling everything that we've just said. Now, if you assume that the shear of a mali lugma when it comes to kiddush is something subjective, so therefore you're going to hold like the Derech HaChaim, that the shear is going to be dependent that the katan can drink less because his malugma is less, which is what we wanted to say according to Tosfos, according to the Ran. But if you assume like the Ma'arim Cholav, if you assume like the Mechaber, that the shear of a malugma when it comes to Kiddush is something objective, so then you're going to go based off an Adam Beinoni, even though the katan's malugma might be much less, he still has to drink of a malugma of Adam Beinoni. So that's what you can say. So essentially to sum up, I want to say, according to the Mechaber, Miyashiv, Toshitas, and Mechaber, two different dinim, according to Malugma, when it comes to Kiddush, it's a subjective din, whereas when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's an objective din, whereas when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's a subjective din, depending on the Malugma of every single Shosei, because it's totally in Yisivir Daite. Okay, any cashups?
Can you repeat where the Marathon
is? Yeah, sure. It's Psachim, Kuf, Zayin, Amad Aleph, Divya, Maschum, and Kaddish.